this is the Wabash Cannonball, and I pulled this just for you, Becca. I hope you appreciate
it. Thank you. Absolutely.
You're welcome. Welcome to Wingy's Wednesday Wingman person, Becca Castle Laughlin, all the way from Imogene, Iowa. I hadn't heard about that. It was about an hour drive.
Yes, and very foggy this morning.
Is it?
Yes.
Thanks for schlepping up.
You bet.
Hey, I did not know about the Wabash Trace Nature Trail. I did know, I have friends who do this taco ride, and that's what I knew it as, the taco ride. But you are president of the trail organization, Southwest Iowa Nature Trail Association. Who knew? What do you do? What's your job? To maintain the trail?
Yes, so SWINT, as we call Southwest Iowa Nature Trails.
SWINT, cute.
SWINT is a 20-member board.
Wow.
Made up of representatives from all four counties and beyond. And we are tasked with maintaining the trail, doing the fundraising to get the money to maintain it. And it's a hefty job because there's 63 miles and 72 bridges, but, you know, with the help from a lot of volunteers and a lot of generous donors, we make it happen every year.
Well, 72 bridges, Jesus.
Yes.
How much does that cost to fix the bridges alone, let alone the trail?
Well, the bridges are one of the most expensive parts, so those we kind of have to tackle individually. And
what kind of a budget are you working with? Thousands
of dollars?
Oh, gosh,
you're putting me on the spot.
Oh, sorry. It's
you know, it's not as much as you'd think. It's probably around $100,000 a year.
Mm-hmm,
and very, very small amount goes to a work crew, but most of it goes to the surfacing, the boards that need replaced on bridges, fuel to keep the tractor running, all that kind of stuff.
Okay. You live on a farm, and your hubby is a farmer. How'd you get involved in this?
Well, I was kind of born into it. So the SWINT started in 1988, mm-hmm. and my dad was one of the founding members.
Oh.
And so he started dragging me along to meetings when I wasn't able to stay home, and we spent a lot of Saturdays out there working on bridges, actually doing the decking and putting the railing on, and when I came back from college, it kind of got handed to me.
Here. Well, where does it start? Where's the trailhead?
The Council Bluffs trailhead starts just south of Lewis Central Schools.
Mm-hmm.
So at the intersection of East to South Omaha Bridge Road and Harry Langdon Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's trailheads in about eight other communities along the way. Mineola, Silver City, Malvern, Imogene, Shenandoah, Coyne, and Blanchard.
You just rattled that off the top of your head.
Jeez, yeah. I'm impressed. You can ride it all the way to the Missouri border, and then unfortunately it stops. But
Well, it has to stop somewhere, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Are you a bike rider?
I am. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, can we talk about this taco ride a little bit? Do you charge people?
Well, so we have a daily or an annual fee, however you would like to do it,
mm-hmm.
for the trail. It's nothing specific for the taco ride. It's just for the trail. And that goes towards maintenance because we are not funded from the state or the county or anything. It's all reliant upon those donations and trail pass fees.
Do you go up to the riders at the taco ride and say, did you pay?
We actually do on Thursday nights.
Oh, good.
We do have volunteers who stand at the trailhead and just collect fees there,
mm-hmm.
and they sell annual passes, and you can also new this year you can purchase your daily pass through Venmo, so we're kind of
cool.
We're getting techie with it.
Yeah, techie. Oh, that's funny. So this taco rise, I understand, goes to Mineola.
Yes.
And that's where they have the band and the tacos and the beer.
Absolutely.
Why Mineola? Just because it's there?
Well, back in 1996, when the taco ride first began, it actually went to Silver City.
Oh.
And that was because the group that was riding at that time, that was their destination. And the bar and restaurant there at the time, you know, catered to them. And so that's where it began. But then when that bar and restaurant closed, it moved to Mineola. And it's been there ever since.
So every Thursday, it's a party in Mineola.
Absolutely. And this Thursday is a big party with fireworks, just in case anybody's looking for something to do.
Okay, so after riding how many miles to Mineola?
9 miles.
Okay, 9 miles. That's not too far. and having some tacos and having some beer. How do they make it home?
Well,
I mean, some people have meet me in Mineola, right?
Right, yeah.
With a car.
A lot of people will arrange a friend to come pick them up, but most people ride back, and most are pretty responsible, and lights are always a good thing. You know, if you think there's any chance you're going to be out past dark, you want to bring your lights.
Oh, yeah. So. Oh, yeah. One more question, then we'll take a break here. You know the spandex clothing that they wear in the Tour de France? Do people dress up in... Well, how many usually ride on Thursday? It's a lot.
Hundreds to thousands.
Yeah. Really?
It depends. You know, when on a Thursday before Ragbri, when there's a Council Bluff start, it's been in the multiple thousands. And but definitely hundreds every week. So
what do they wear?
Well, some people do wear spandex. I've seen people in jeans and flip-flops. So it all depends on whatever you're comfortable with.
Really? Riding a bike on flip-flops? Is that safe?
As long as you can do it responsibly, yeah.
To each his own. You're an adult. Do it, right?
That's right.
Wingies Wednesday. Wingman is Becca Castle Laughlin with Southwest. Swint. I'll just call it, that maintains the Wabash Trace Nature Trail. I got some more questions for you. Can you stick around a little bit?
You betcha.
We've been around. Neil and I have been around so long, we just, we don't need the joke. We just the punchline. Aha!
Right. Very true.
Taste the soup. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, see, I'm talking to lovely Becca here about the Wabash Trace Nature Trail, and that would be a good exercise for you, Neil.
Yes, it would be. Give myself a bike. I need one of those scooters with the motors on them.
Could he ride that? Are motorized?
Motorized vehicles are not allowed.
Oh, there goes my chance.
Yeah. Now, get a bicycle built for two.
Why?
Because then you get someone to pedal.
Oh!
And then you ride in the bay with your feet up.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Get some fresh air, sunshine.
Just thinking about your health.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to.
Give that heart as some exercise. Get that ticker ticking. What an appropriate commercial. We're about to talk about take two on the Wabash Trace Nature Trail. Will you listen to this, Becca? You can't have talking like this. Sorry, cliche here. 94.5 Boomers Wingy and my Wednesday wingman. I'm going to get this right. Becca Castle Laughlin from Imogene, Iowa.
Glad to be with you.
Thank you for schlepping up through all the fog and whatnot. Okay, I love this. 30 years, 72 bridges, 64 miles, 44 counties, 9 towns, countless volunteers, one awesome trail. That's the Wabash Trace Nature Trail, which starts where? In Council Bluffs.
Council Bluffs.
Ends?
Blanchard. At the Missouri border.
Blanchard. I like what you say, Blanchard. Well, off mic, we were talking about special events that you have during the year. How many of those?
We do a handful that the trail organization, SWINT, actually puts on ourselves. Mm-hmm. But there's at least one about every weekend throughout the summer that different organizations do on their own.
That'd be a good way to meet people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Social. Talk about the rooster... I'm going to say trail ride. The Rooster Tail Ride in August.
The Rooster Tail Ride is August 14th and 15th.
People dress up like roosters?
Some do, absolutely.
Oh, I bet they do.
But the name actually comes from the crushed limestone surface when you're riding it. And if you have an extended ride, that surfacing kind of kicks up from your back tire.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a little streak down your back. And we call that the Rooster Tail.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a bit, yeah, okay, let's talk about that. What is the trail? Is the trail all one material?
For the most part, there's a few miles through Silver City and through Malvern that are concrete, and then about a half a mile north of Shenandoah that's asphalt, but everything else is
crushed limestone.
Yeah.
Wow. Does that hurt if you fall on it?
No more than... pavement. you might have to pick some gravel out of your knees, but
okay, yeah. You ride, you pay for it.
Yeah.
If you don't play, you don't. Hey, you know where I'm going with that. How do you alert your riders about your special events? You have like an email list?
Facebook is our most common, but I know not everybody does Facebook, but we also have a Twitter page, and we have a website, wabashtrace.org. Mm-hmm. So
finally, what about camping and overnight lodging? You have a whole list of places to stay if you just wanted to ride your bike and then get off at, like, Malvern, or where's it, where the others? Imogene, Shenandoah?
Yeah.
Ike's Place in Shenandoah?
We have a lot of options, and that list keeps growing all the time. Airbnb and that kind of technology just keeps adding places. So if you want to just throw in a change of clothes and your toothbrush, you can ride down the trail and you can find a place to stay. If you want to pack everything on your bike and bring a tent and a sleeping bag and all that, there's options for that too. So
yeah, the Gravel House in Coyne?
Yeah.
Coyne, Nebraska, or Coyne, Iowa?
Coyne, Iowa.
Two-bed cottage with full bath and kitchen. Contact Julie. So you have these listed on your webpage?
On the website and in our trail brochure. And like I said, it's not, the brochure is not up to date. So
the website?
Airbnb and the website are probably your best option.
Is this at wabashtrace.com?
.com or .org. Either one will
get either one
there.
Works. Yep. Wabashtrace.com. .com to get all the info. Well, thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
On behalf of the thousands of riders that have fun every week.
Well, it takes a whole crew of volunteers. So we're very fortunate to have a lot of people just dedicate their time and their money towards the trail. So
well, this Becca Castle Laughlin, and I hope the farm is flourishing. Give our best to your husband and your kids.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. 8:30 on 94.5 Boomer.
Music that makes you feel good.